says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. It has been our way and our joy to show this love by gathering together, by singing together, laughing together, crying together. And so this time of social distancing because of COVID-19 is hard. It strikes at the heart of who we are as a people of God. This is hard. But for now, not gathering in person is how we show our love for each other. Our community is resilient, and we will weather this. The church has never been a building. It is a people bound to a vision of love, a deep and holy love that can overcome every challenge. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God." We say now our invitation to worship. We come, our souls thirsting for God, our spirits longing for love. We come to the one who supplies every need, who gives us living water. We come with prayers in our hearts and with words too painful to speak. We come to the one who listens to our longings, who carries our sufferings through eternity. We come with our brokenness and loss, with our hope to be made whole. We come to the one who knows us completely, who brings healing to our souls. God be with you. Let us pray. Creating God, you made us in your image. You give us these bodies, breathe your spirit into us, and give us a mission to mirror your love to each other, to offer hope to each other. Beautifully and wonderfully made, we are a reflection of you. But, Eternal One, we also know that we are not you. This week we are reminded of the preciousness of our shared life. We are reminded of our dependence on others and on you. We are reminded of our mortality. And so, in this time of uncertainty, we come to you and ask for strength to set down fear and anxiety. We ask for courage to make good decisions for ourselves and for the whole human family. And Holy One, we come to you and ask for forgiveness for the times we have taken your gifts for granted. This now is our Lenten confession. Before God, with the people of God, I confess to my brokenness, to the ways I wound my life, the lives of others, the life of the world.
May God renew you, Christ renew you, and the Spirit enable you to grow in love.
Amen.
Before God, with the people of God, I confess to my brokenness, to the ways I wound my life, the lives of others, the life of the world.
May God forgive you, Christ renew you, and the Spirit enable you to grow in love.
Amen.
In this season of lament, of Lent, we blow out a candle each week to signify our grief, to signify our helplessness, to signify our solidarity with one another. This morning we blow out the fourth candle and we grieve the darkness of helplessness and discrimination, and we extinguish in ourselves our prejudice and our doubt.
Set your seal upon my heart, my
A reading from Exodus, chapter 17, verses 1 to 7. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages, as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water. And the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the leaders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rocks at Horeb. Strike the rock and water will come out of it so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
Mein Jesus, ich lasse dich nicht, du sehnest mich.
So Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews did not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." This is the witness of the good news of Jesus Christ.
Thanks be to God.
What a week. What a week, a time this has been in our community, in our church, and the world. And that is an understatement. I want to begin the message this morning with gratitude. Gratitude for the people of this place, for the leadership of the board, the staff, and the ministry team. Each of these folks have shown in spades their love of this church and its people in their response to this ever-evolving crisis. An emergency plan is in place. We are listening and we are responding. So first, gratitude for the love and care shown to support one another and the work of this church. Gratitude for loving, capable, caring hearts and minds. Second, I want to let you know that today's message that I am delivering is not a polished one. I had a sermon mostly written for today, but have tossed it in response to this coronavirus. And I am also grateful in a strange way for that, as it has allowed me the chance to speak without polish from the heart. Speaking from the heart is something a preacher should do every week, but there are degrees of this, even amongst the best. I am here throwing caution entirely to the wind, well, to the Spirit, and speaking directly to each of you from me. I have had the privilege and the responsibility of many years of walking beside those in crisis, all sorts, from the woman who called me having had a son just die, to a young man injecting in front of me and begging me to get him another fix, and his mother in that order, to the quiet desperation of one facing an operation, another facing the truth of a dead marriage, another in extreme physical pain, another in the dark places of mental anguish, wanting to end it somehow. And through it all, I have been as present as possible, but needing for self-care and to still be of use, needing to maintain a distance, however minimal. And to be honest, I maintained a distance for my own mental and physical health, but really I maintained a distance because as ministers, we often can do very little to change outcomes, entirely useless in the face of terminal illness or the ravages of disease. But what we can offer, and really all we can offer, is the healing of the spirit. And we can do that in part because we watch what you do. This virus and its spread or not involves all of us, every single one of us. I have seen the leadership shown on the front lines of caregivers and healthcare workers. I have seen in our own community workers far more concern for those they serve than for themselves. I have seen in the struggle of this decision to suspend worship that shows me how precious sharing sacred space is in the lives of our people. And I am humbled. I am humbled in the face of those seeking to do good, to do right, to be living examples of those seeking to walk in Jesus' way. When push comes to shove, and there are those who are listening to this today who have seen times like these and far worse, who have sought, despite all thrown at them, to do the right thing when there seemed to be none. When push comes to shove, we are shown how to tear down any veneer, any semblance of walls we build, any walls I have built. So first, we must turn to God, first to prayer. Like Moses, when his people were thirsty with no water in sight, when there is naught else to do, we pray. And this is the prayer for this morning. It's one word containing everything. Dear God, help. Amen. No pretty phrases or alliteration, no poetic well-turned verse, just help. And is that not half the battle won? Admitting weakness, vulnerability, and seeking out of honest need? Dear God, help. Not for a miraculous miracle or a burning bush, but just help. Help to turn the hearts of those who are hardened. Help to see us all in this whole wide world on the same ark, looking for dry land. Help for mending the broken. Help for waking the complacent. Help. Let your spirit come into each of us, like the water offered at the well. Help to stay and strengthen the course. Help to open our hands and relieve our clenched fists. Help to seek help. Now Moses used more words than this, and certainly the people who were with him were more dependent upon him and less in their time and place willing to accept that he as their leader did not have all the answers. And so he prayed out of his frustration and his helplessness. What shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me. I am very grateful in this day that our understanding of God does not include any one person having all the answers. And in this present COVID-19 crisis, what are the answers? Just this. men and women doing the best they can with the information they have, each bringing their own gifts, each doing the part that only they can do, each living out of their preciousness to God. And this, remarkably, is the second part of the Exodus passage this morning. Take the elders with you, Moses is told. Do not do this alone. Go on ahead of the people. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go and take the elders of Israel with you. We have the tools we need to do the work we need to do. Moses had a staff. What do we bring? Each person must answer that question themselves. Each person must trust that they do have the tools they need to care and to continue. Trust so that we are not paralyzed by helplessness or despair. Trust that God has provided and will provide. Careful, considered, bold action will then follow. And so to Jesus and the woman at the well, another woman without a name we find in the stories of the Bible. So let us give her one. Let us call her curiosity or resilience or blessed. This woman at the well, Jesus seeks her out for a drink of water. He asks of her what she has and he needs. And all else pales in comparison. Paint colors, shopping therapy, ego wars, the latest fad, all of no import. And here lies the beauty and challenge of faith. It is always an invitation, not a command. Heart and hand opening help to give and to receive. Help, both a prayer and an assurance. Help, both a gift and a certainty. Moses had a staff. Blessed had a bucket. We have the tools we need to do the work we need to do, to care for one another, to stop the spread of this virus, to help. It will be so. Amen. We now enter into a time of prayer together. In this prayers of the people, we invite you to bow your heads wherever you are listening to this. And let us pray. God of steadfast love, in this fearful and anxious time, may we find assurance in acts of compassion. May we show up with care and prevention. May we resist and renounce the racism that floods our media streams. May we reach out and be present with those who are alone or afraid. God of steadfast love, we pray for the sick and those who minister with them. We pray for our healthcare workers and our frontline workers. We pray for those of our global partners and the deeply invulnerable places at home and around the world. And as part of our prayer, and as we are wont to do, we pray together the words that your Jesus brought. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Guided by faith, we take up our call to be the church, and to love and to serve one another. Amen.
A bold and a tender love. Go to trust God. Go to love each other.
God's love, Jesus' witness, and the presence of the Holy Spirit with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Send me, Lord.
Send me, Jesus. Send me, Jesus. Send me, Jesus. Send me, Lord. Lead me, Jesus, lead me, Jesus, lead me, Jesus, lead me, Lord.
I will go,
Lord.